I just think it's about the reps, brother.
Yeah.
It's about the reps and not people dwell.
What up, what up, what up? It's about the reps, list building, and finding your cash buyers. What's going on, my friends? It's Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Hello. Good, how are you? So on this episode, I want to talk to you about finding your cash buyers, okay? It's a question that came up on one of my channels, and it was about finding your cash buyers. How do you find your cash buyers? So why are we looking for cash buyers? Let's first of all talk about wholesaling, okay? The wholesaling business essentially is two sides to it. You're dealing with two types of clients or two types of individual. One is you got to find a distressed property. You got to find a distressed owner. You got to find a motivated seller who's willing to sell the house for a lot less, 70% of what the house is actually worth or less, okay? Actually, 65% or less, okay? Because you have to factor in repair and things like that. Typically, these are distressed properties. I just got slammed behind my head by the door. The wind is is blowing a little bit here. All right, so that's the idea. But you turn around and you put the house under contract, but you turn around and you sell that equitable interest in that contract. You sell it for a profit to an end buyer. Some people call it a cash buyer. We're going to call it cash buyer for the sake of terminologies, but essentially it could be any type of buyer as long as the money turns to cash in the bank and as long as it's legal to do it, then it doesn't matter. It's all cash, right? So you're dealing with the seller, you're dealing with the buyer as a wholesaler, okay? And your job as a wholesaler is really marketing, is really finding these deals, is really finding the deals, but it's also about finding the cash buyer. It's about finding the people, the end buyer, okay? The people that are going to pick up this contract from you and come up to the table with all the cash. And all you do is just make money in between. The money in between can be anywhere from $500 to $100,000. And I've heard stories of people making $200,000 before, okay? And the highest I've made in that is $82,000. That's a spread in between. So is it doable? Absolutely, it's doable. And there are people doing it every day. And that's what wholesaling in real estate is all about. All right. So now that we get that out of the way, in a previous video, I talked about finding distressed properties and finding distressed sellers. So you should go ahead and check that other video out. All right. In this video, I want to talk to you about finding the end buyers, finding the cash, quote unquote, cash buyers. The first thing I want to tell you is that it's not, a lot of time, the so-called cash buyers, like I buy houses for cash, most of them you're going to find out here, they're not cash buyers, okay? They're not going to buy your property. They're going to waste your time because they're going to go look for an end buyer. And if you know that upfront, there's nothing wrong with that. You can partner with people to get a deal done. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, okay? However, you should try to know upfront. And that's what I'm telling you. Most of them are not the cash buyer. And a lot of them don't know what they're doing. They will waste your time. So just be mindful of that. So I want to first of all tell you about the traditional ways of finding these cash buyers. How did I find this cash buyer, quote unquote cash buyers, when I was getting into the business back in 2004 and 5, right? The way I found the cash buyers was very simple. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you a quick story. The first course that I bought into real estate was a $3,000 course anyway. Ultimately, I spent about $3,000 on the seminar. And the one thing that I got out of that seminar is only one thing that I got out of it. I mean, there's a bunch of information, bunch of training, bunch of stuff about grants, government grants, stuff that I honestly found useless. And you're going to find that 99% of the information you're going to find out there are not going to be useful for your journey. But somehow you have to go through it to find what's useful for you. Right? So, the key thing that I want you to pay attention to here is that 1% thing that will matter to you. The 1% for me in that course was to join a local real estate association. Okay? To join a local REA, as we call it, local real estate investment network, association, meetup, whatever you want to call it. That was the first step. Why? And frankly, it's still a viable way of doing business, but there's something I want to add to it, and it has everything to do with what I told you earlier. It's about the reps, okay? It's about the reps. Like Gary Vee said in that clip that I had in there, it's really about consistency. And anywhere where you can apply consistency in your business, where you can create procedural functionalities and operation in your business, anywhere you can have that, there's always a plus. That's always a plus thing to do. How you doing? Yeah. All right. So in this regard right here, when you go to a real estate association, a network, you want to be consistent about it. Okay. You're not going to just do it one time and you want people to kind of start to know you, that you're always showing up. I don't care if it costs $25, $30 to get in every single time. A lot of them are $10, $5. But you're essentially, number one, you're networking. Number two, these are the people that are going to make up your list, okay? So you got to build a list. So again, we're talking about list building. So if you don't have access to Smart Business Empire, which is a completely free 7-series lesson that I've already put together for you, you can actually go to smartbusinessempire.com and find that over there. You can simply just go to the link on the screen, which is the book. You download the book absolutely for free, myempirepro.com, but that will put you into the course, okay, automatically. All right, but the second lesson in there, right after attraction marketing, was list building, and how list building is pretty much the holy grail of your business. Okay, it's about the reps. Okay, how do you create reps? How do you automate repetition and consistency into your business? We're going to keep saying that over and over and over and over. What does that have to do with finding cash buyers? Again, you want to join a local real estate investment association, we call it the REA, REIA. Or network, or meetup, whatever you want to call it. You want to join a few of them, and you want to start networking, and you want to start seeing the same face from time to time. And those are the people that are going to make up your network, your team, your virtual team. Many of them are not going to be officially your team, but if you have a good deal that comes to the table, they will snatch it up, right, before you put it out there. And that's really creating your network and building your team, ultimately all wrapped into one. And that was the traditional way of doing it, and it still works. And it even works better when you had today's technology. And that's what I want to share with you next. All right. So as far as adding today's technology to building your list of finding cash buyers, obviously we're in the world right now. We're in a global world. Okay. Everything is around you. You can access the world. I'm in LaGrange, Georgia. Right? You can access the world at your fingertips. Right? And a matter of fact, I'm talking to you right now. I don't know. It's going to be into the future. It's going to be maybe in the first day, it's going to be 15 people I'm talking to right now. Maybe over the future, it's going to be at 1,500. Because this video is going to live forever on YouTube. Right? That's the power of technology. Okay? So I shot this video long ago, but you still get to watch it over and over and take the value that you're going to take away from this. And that's what technology does. So what do I mean by that? What does that help you with building a cash buyer? You want to pretty much find a way to put some value out there for people that can potentially become end buyer in your business, okay? What are these people looking for? These kind of people have a certain type of questions, and or maybe something that poses to be a problem, right? A question or a problem. Those are the two things that you want to pay attention to. What kind of questions are potential end buyers asking on Google.com right now, or searching for as YouTube videos today? What kind of questions are those things, right? You kind of like want to note that, okay? And you want to answer them, okay? You want to put out content into the universe. What do I mean by universe? The internet, okay? This right here, okay? And you want to put that out, and you want to do it again. It's all about the reps, consistently over time.
I just think it's about the reps, brother. Yeah. It's about the reps, and not people dwell.
And then once they're done, just like I do in this video, you want to give them something. You want to give them some access to something valuable that probably doesn't cost you anything in the long run, but means a lot to that end, to those end buyers. And you want to build a list. You want to build a list of end buyers on the internet like that. How do you do that? You collect email addresses, okay? You collect phone numbers if you can. But you're already doing that, by the way, at the local real estate investment associations. What happens is that most people go there to give away cards. You're going there to actually collect cards, and that's what people want, because honestly, it's all about collecting. It's really about serving, always. You know, attraction marketing is about giving and serving and
work for somebody.
Whoever gives more has the leverage. And this is what people understand. If Iris worked for me for free, she'd be ripping me off, just so you guys know.
Giving and serving as much as you can. That's what attraction marketing is always about, right? But when you go to such a network or a meetup, right, what is the difference? Right? What is different when you go to such meetups? Everybody wants to give a card. They want to give their card away. Why don't you be the person on the other end and collecting those cards and building your list with those cards? Because again, those people are potential end buyers or potential referral of end buyers for your business. When you get home, with something we cover externally on the inside, so you can just download the book that will take you on the inside. You set up a website, a very simple website, and you collect information of these people, and you want to continue to serve them over time with information about commonly asked questions, frequently asked questions, and frequent problems, like, you know, common problems that potential end buyers or real estate investors want to be, or real estate investors newbies, right? The potential questions they will have or problems they will have, you want to be the problem solver of that. And when you do that, you will build a brand. Forget brand. You'll build trust in the marketplace, because honestly, the value there is trust.
Things, the value is the trust and the knowledge and the feeling.
And how do you build that? You earn that over time by showing up consistently. It's about the reps. By showing up every day, that's how you drop some value. That's how you become a powerhouse in your network, in your area. You become the expert, not because you're calling yourself an expert like a clown, but because you're truly a champ, because you're truly serving people. So everything I just shared with you, traditional way, you join a local real estate investor. But now let's add on the technology. You go there to collect business cards. Okay, everybody want to give business cards. You don't have to worry about giving business cards. That's not just your own thing, is that you don't want to give. You give a business card, most people drop it in the garbage can and things like that. There's nothing wrong with having a business card. I do have mine. Let me show you mine, as a matter of fact. But I don't offer it voluntarily. I don't just offer it to people. If people ask for it, I do have one. Okay? And again, it comes from the standpoint of if people ask for it. If you're asking for it, that means it means something to you, and I want to give you that value. I want it to be available so I can give you that value. This is my card right here. Right? So I have it available in case somebody asks for it, but I don't just offer it. Okay? It's not something I just offer. Okay? But most people want to offer it. Be the person to serve that need in that point in time, and then they start knowing you, start liking you, and eventually you're building trust, and that takes time. And that's all wrapped up into list building of finding buyers. So the source here, I didn't just share with you how to find buyers, but I also share with you how to maintain a tribe, how to maintain trust in the marketplace, how to get them to like you, right? How to get them to know you, like you, and trust you, the KLT skill. You're going to improve on that in this scenario as well. And this concept I just shared with you is applicable in any business. But also remember, it's about the reps. The trust is actually the value there. It's know, like, and trust. But before you get to the trust, they have to know you, they have to like you, and then over time, you earn trust. So if you're just going to go to an event one time, and you meet people, and you never meet them again, and then you never took the time to take their card so they can continue to hear from you, how do you build trust? Because trust, remember, takes time. The only way you can buy trust is with time. You cannot buy trust with money, okay? And time is something that you can put in your favor, because we're all in the midst of time anyway. We're all in that sandwich midst of time. Does that make sense? So that's what we're talking about today. Hopefully you got something out of this, okay? So if you want to put this to work and you want to really go in on this, download my book. It's myempirepro.com. You see the link on the screen. You can type it in, or you can simply click on the link in the description box. If you're listening to me on iTunes, it's myempirepro.com. That's where you want to go. It will put you also into 7 free lessons on this concept, so you can really honing your skills and practice this in your business over and over again. It's extremely easy with technology today to build your end buyer, your cash buyers list. It's just a matter of execution now, okay? So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Please click like, share your comments in the comment below. I would love to hear your take on this. And coming to you straight from LaGrange, Georgia, I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
Do you own a business? Do you want to build the business to massive profits? Learning how to generate online traffic of leads, followers, customers, and high-paid clients on demand? This is the number one reason why 95% of businesses fail and shut down in 5 years or less. Do you want to start a business from home, building your own very own empire? Then help other businesses get massive traffic of high-paying clients and profit six figures income or more in your first year. How? It's all in the book. Get the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, at www.myempirepro.com or click the link in the description to download it. It's 100% free. In addition to that, I've got a free bonus that's worth $97. It's a 7 lessons online course that I created just for you called Smart Business Empire. Access will be delivered to your email with your free book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, www.myempirepro.com.